This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In looking forward to heaven, in being preoccupied with paradise, a man who is not young, but old, wrote these words in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, that our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What is heaven like? Well, the Bible describes heaven. It is real. It's a sinless society. It's peaceful. It's a place of familiarity. It's where believers meet again. It's a place of joy, thanksgiving, and reward. In heaven, we serve the Savior. Heaven's a place of indescribable wealth. It's the location of God's eternal throne. It's a place of awe and worship and eternal praise. It's more than a destination. It's a place of transformation. And according to John 14, 1 through 3, it's for believers only. If your hope is in this life only, then you have lived your life in vain. Our hope, our blessed hope, is for heaven, for home, and Him. And as believers, we must look forward to that day when we arrive in heaven. A man named Morrison and his wife invested their entire adult lives in serving Jesus Christ as missionaries in Africa. And they were faithful. They had impacted thousands of lives. Now they were coming home to their friends and family in America. On board that same passenger ship that day was then New York Governor Teddy Roosevelt, who was just returning from a big game hunting trip on the continent. His trophies were immense. As the ship pulled into dock in New York City's harbor, bands played, people cheered, and speeches were made as thousands of supporters gathered at that dock to welcome Roosevelt home. But for Morrison and his wife, there was no one to welcome them home. And boarding the same train as Roosevelt to take them inland, Morrison and his wife experienced the same scene at that inland train station. People cheered, bands played, and dignitaries made speeches, but there was no one to welcome Morrison home. Here was a man who had led thousands of people to Jesus. He had counseled many. He had done his best for the Lord, yet not one person was there to give him any welcome. With downcast eyes, Morrison turned to his wife, discouraged, and noticing the way he looked, she kindly and gently said, "My husband, be encouraged. Your welcome will come in heaven. You're not home yet." Hey, as believers, obedient believers and faithful to the Lord, you may not get much respect down here on earth. As a matter of fact, few people may even know your name. But you're not home yet. Your citizenship is in heaven. So look forward to that day when you arrive home in heaven and are welcomed by Jesus Christ at the gate. And He says to you in words of praise to the Savior, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord."